You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in the book of Acts. We're going to pick it up today, chapter 19. We looked briefly at chapter 18 in our last program, and we will move over here to chapter 19 here today. Just a couple of quick notes here before we get started here through the Word. I just want to remind everyone there's no study this Wednesday night. No Bible study at our church, and we'll be back again Sunday. Sunday morning, Pastor Eric Marshall is preaching at Island, if you know him. Longtime pastor here in the community up in Titusville and North Merritt Island, and member of our church, and he'll be preaching this Sunday morning at 10:30 at Island. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Sunday mornings at 10:30. Sunday evenings we meet at 6. We're wrapping up a study in the Reformation this Sunday night. We'll be starting a new theme coming up soon on Sunday nights, and I'll let you know more about that as the time approaches. So, again, for more on this ministry, WGODradio.com. There's a link on there that says Prior Broadcast. You can hear over 5 years worth of programs uploaded on there by clicking on that link. We're on Facebook at WGOD Radio. We're on Twitter. It's the same way, at WGOD Radio. When these programs are uploaded up there as soon as they're recorded. So there's some links on how to get more info on this ministry. Now, we left off here. We looked at chapter 18 here yesterday briefly. We looked at Paul in Corinth, and then we saw Paul return to Antioch, and that was in chapter 18. Now, in chapter 19, now it happened that while Apollos was at Corinth, that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, he came to Ephesus. And finding some disciples, he said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" So they said to him, "We have not so much as heard as to whether there is a Holy Spirit." And he said to them, "Into what then were you baptized?" So they said, "Into John's baptism." Then Paul said, "John indeed baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus." Now when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Now the men were about 12 in all. Okay, now we're seeing here a witness of exactly what the Lord Jesus Christ said was going to happen back in chapter 1, where he says, "You will be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and their uttermost parts of the earth." You see, it's spreading now. We started off in Jerusalem. We went to Samaria, chapter 8, we saw this unique thing happen to the Samaritans, that supposedly they were saved. Well, actually, here, I'll read it to you, chapter 8, verse 14. "Now, when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, who, when they had come down, they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for as yet he had not fallen on any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Okay, so we're seeing here what the Lord Jesus Christ said fulfilled. You will be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria. Gospel had spread to all these places. Now, the Samaritans didn't receive the Holy Spirit until later because these people were hated. They were the dreaded. It's sort of like someone saying to you, well, Adolf Hitler and Osama bin Laden are Christians now. Or ISIS. ISIS has decided to throw down their weapons and worship the Lord Jesus Christ. What would you say to that? You probably would scoff, or you wouldn't trust them. Or you would say, I don't trust you. I don't believe that. There's no hope for you guys. God hates you guys. I don't believe it. What would happen? Well, the church would have to send the equivalent of, let's say, let's just pick anyone. Doesn't matter, charismatic or not. Let's say the church would then send Kenneth Copeland and Billy Graham to Osama bin Laden and Adolf Hitler and laid hands on them. And then the Holy Spirit fell on them and they spoke in tongues. This is what it would take, something like this, for people to believe this. So they sent the leaders of the church there, and they laid hands on them, and then they start speaking in tongues, because there was no way the Church of Jesus Christ was going to believe that any Samaritan had any part of the gospel, because they were hated by everyone. Everyone hated the Samaritans. So that's why these people... That's why the Holy Spirit came on them later. Not a second baptism. The apostles had to be there to lay hands on them. So this was a unique thing, which was unique to the book of Acts. Many things are unique to the book of Acts. For instance, you don't have to sell your house. That's unique to the book of Acts. You do not have to sell your house and your car and give everything away that you have and give it to your pastor at your church. You're not required to do that anymore. Also, if you lie to God, you're not wiped out and killed anymore. If you tell a lie in your church to someone, you're not killed anymore, and they don't come and drag you out by your tunics anymore, because that was unique, a unique time that happened at the birth of the church. That's why the book of Acts is a historical book. You don't have to sell everything that you have anymore. And you're not killed anymore for lying to God like they were back in the First Testament, when whole fear fell on all the church for two people who, what'd they do? Did they tithe 70, 80% to the church? They lied to the Holy Spirit and were killed on the spot for it. See, the book of Acts is a historical book, because if people were killed today for lying to God, half the church would be dead and strung out on the ground. And you would be found as what? Have you sold your home and given away the money yet to the church? Have you sold your car? Have you gotten rid of all of your possessions and given them away to your local apostle or pastor of your church? What do you say when I say that? Do you scoff and laugh and say, that was for them? Exactly right. That's what I'm saying. That was for them. That's not for you. You're not called to sell your house and your car and to give everything away automatically. You'd only be called to do that if God told you to do that. If you worship those things and you put them in front, ahead of him, then maybe you might have to do that. Go sell what you have and give it all away and come follow me. You never know what the Lord Jesus Christ might say to you. All right, so I want you to see, that's why the Holy Spirit fell at a later time to the Samaritans, because no one would believe the gospel message was going to include Samaritans. And now here we see instance number two of people who supposedly were believers but didn't have the Holy Spirit yet. Acts chapter 19, verse 1. Now it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus. And finding some disciples, he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Now the King James makes it even harder to understand by having the word since in there. And since is nowhere in this text, the word since. This word is a participle. A participle in English is a word that ends in ing, like walking, eating, sleeping, drinking. Here it's, did you receive the Holy Spirit, comma, believing? It's not in the aorist tense. It's not pointing to a time back. He's assuming that they were believers here. Did you receive the Holy Spirit? We could say having believed. Let's put the helping verb before it. Did you receive the Holy Spirit having believed? But they said, we have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. Well, he says, into what then were you baptized? So they said, into John's baptism. Now, the baptism of John didn't save anyone. John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. The Lord Jesus said, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. Acts 1:5. John himself said, I indeed, this is Matthew 3:11, I indeed baptize you with water under repentance, but, notice the but, I indeed baptize you with water under repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. You see, these people here in Acts chapter 19 weren't saved yet because they were baptized with a different baptism, even out of his own mouth. I have a baptism of repentance, he says, but someone's going to come after me who's greater than I am, and I'm not even worried to carry his shoes. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit, and he's going to baptize you with fire. That is why you can't go to Acts chapter 19 and say, look, these guys got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and you don't, because these guys weren't saved yet, because they didn't have the complete understanding of salvation. They were only prepared for it by being baptized for the remission of sins, which is not going to save you, because we know the only thing that saves you is faith in Jesus Christ. But it prepared them. Their hearts were soft. They were ready for the Savior. And it looks like that's about it for us again here today. I think we'll pick it up here. We'll continue in Acts chapter 19 in our next program. We're going to look at, we'll pick it up in verse 11 here in our next program, where it says, God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul. And we're going to see, let's look at tomorrow at the instance here of the seven sons of Sceva, seven sons who says, we cast out demons by the Jesus that Paul guy talks about. We're going to look at what happens. We'll do that here in tomorrow's program. You are listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.
Christ, be the center of our life.